to Once When I Was Cool, where all your disappointments are fulfilled. My name's Dave. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on the air. The silly season caught up with us, and we just haven't really, January summertime in Australia, so we've just been, taking our time with things. So we're back again. Sorry if you missed us to our fan base of eternally disappointed people. Well, people, person. But other than that, we're back. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the dulcet tones you hear at the other end is my highly misinformed friend, Wee. How are you doing, buddy?
Obviously very misinformed. I'm misinformed about a lot of things, Dave. Good to be back. Good to be able to get back out onto the airwaves and get some of our antics that we've been up to in our life and what's going on in our life back out to everyone.
Have you had antics? Have you been doing things?
Going to work.
Yeah.
Staying indoors because of a lot of rain and
it's hot as well, isn't it?
It's really hot, really hot. The air conditioners are getting hammered up here, I can tell you.
Oh, really? We've had a pretty warm summer. It's just windy more than anything else, and it's been pretty good. I think we got close to 30 today, but it's been fairly pleasant. Very dry down here. We've not had any rain at all. But at least we're in t-shirts and shorts, and it's good weather at the moment.
So I only put a t-shirt on in case you had put this on anywhere. No one needs to see that horror.
Yes. So I guess this time of year is also for in Australia. It's time that all the kiddies finish summer holidays and head on back to the classroom. So I guess we will head off with this episode by saying, once when I was cool, we used to go back to school.
Yes, we did, and sort of now we're sort of looking at the going back to school as the bump up of traffic. That's the only reason. I don't like the going back to school. It just increases my time and getting to work. And to be honest, I don't even know when school holidays are on anymore because I don't have any little kids at school. Mm. And the only way I tell is I go past a couple of schools and the flashing lights and the slow down to 40 yep. kilometres an hour
yep.
is not on. So I'm going, sweet, and the traffic is lighter.
Yeah, and in the first few weeks, the police are always sitting there actually monitoring those slowdown zones. So, your first few weeks there when everyone forgets, you're bigger chance of getting caught. Now Delilah's grown up and, works on a road crew and does all those sorts of things that she does, driving excavators and rollers and dump trucks and things like that. She's
out
on the road.
More of a man than you.
She is, absolutely. She's got a job, more manly job than me. So, speaking of which, I mentioned to you off air that of my manly job that I have as a nurse, I ticked over 30-year anniversary at the beginning of February since I first started. I'm still a little bit behind you, but yeah, people keep saying congratulations, but I don't know if it's a congratulations thing because I remember I was only ever going to do 5 years, and that seems to be a lot of years and a lot of kilos ago that I. That I decided, and a lot of hair that I decided that, and here I am still 30 years later. Anyway,
yeah, I think that's one of the things, especially in nursing, as you know, when you're counting in theatres, it only goes up in fives. So
that's right.
Why you count in fives, mate.
So tell me, do you remember back in the day when you were a youngin? Did you ever look forward to going back to school?
I did more so when I was a teenager, like the more in the high school. I looked forward to more going back to school just to catch up with your mates and get up to some more antics and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I think I was the opposite. I didn't enjoy high school much at all from my memory of it, and I'm fully aware that your memories, are never quite what they are. You either memorialize or bastardize your memories. They're either good or bad. They're not just as they were. But I didn't enjoy high school at all. It was always anxiety filled, and I didn't enjoy going back to school in high school. But I really enjoyed going back to school as a little tacker when I was in primary school. I always seem to remember, going out and buying your books and having your folders and having those sorts of things. And do you remember you used to cover your books when you were going back to school?
Yeah. And look, I used to think the kids that had come to school with What's that sticky stuff? The bloody contact.
Contact.
Yeah, the contact on it was like the rich kids because I had the brown roll of paper and that was it.
Yeah, well, we did have both. We did have contact, and we did have, I seem to remember the brown paper, but I'm not sure how it was. I was more amazed that Ruby used to be able to be able to put it on without getting any bubbles in it, because I've never had it. I can't even put a sticker on without getting bubbles on it these days. But the other thing we used to do, and I remember my sisters used to do it, is go through magazines and cut out photos of various people or
Yeah.
various animals or various things that you like, and you put them on your books as well and cover over your whole book.
Yeah, and that's where I used to look because for me it was I'd get the brown paper, the mandatory brown paper to go on it, and then a sticker, a naming sticker up in the corner. That was it for me.
Name and
It,
subject and a little sticker on it. Yeah.
yeah, that is absolutely it. I think more in high school, I used to do a lot more different stuff where I, because I did it myself, you know. But yeah, I remember having to do, yeah, the then, you know, other people would do the same. They'd be, they'd have it all there and then they'd contact over the top of that. So I just used to, I was in awe of them thinking, God, they must be rich having contact and then pictures on it and things. And I just had the brown paper and maybe at times we used to have rolls and rolls of butcher's paper because we needed that for the grapes. You'd line the crates, the wooden crates back in the day with the butcher paper, and then you put in the grapes in and then you pack them in that. So yeah, sometimes it was the white butcher's paper to cover it if we didn't have we ran out of the brown paper. So yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no.
well, pretty
Well,
spectacular.
we used to do that. We used to go through because my mum and sisters, and I think I probably was at some stage. I remember as a teenager, I used to buy a lot of bodyboarding magazines and surf magazines and things like that, but I'd never dare cut them up. But I remember my sisters used to always, and my mum used to have all the, the weeklies or the
Woman's
monthlies or the,
Day.
yeah,
Yeah.
Women's Weekly, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And we used to go through and cut them, and people, occasionally you get the little bit of a dust up between the kids over a particular picture that they wanted. But yeah, you used to put them on and stick them on,
You
and
wanted all the flowers, didn't you?
well, not well, nowadays I would. I'd actually quite like to, do floristry or something like that. It's a business that's never going to go out of, going to lose its way. There's always people having babies and people, men messing up with their wives and having to buy things. There's always Valentine's Day, and there's always people dying and getting married. So, you're never out of business if you're a
Yeah, fair
good
enough.
cut flower specialist. But it was, no, I think at one stage I went through animals. I don't know that I ever, I probably had cartoon characters and things like that. It was never the Marvel characters or the DC characters or anything. They weren't big when I was, especially in the country where I grew up, they weren't that big. But you would, and then, yeah, like you said, you had the little, you'd get the little sheet of stickers that'd have a little picture on it, and it was a little white sticker, and it'd have name and subject on it, and then you put that on. Were you ever allowed to, as a little kid, were you ever allowed to write your name and the subject on there?
Look, no, my mum used to do it, and but you know what I remember most of all? You know how you'd get your colouring pencils? I remember my old man, the Sicilian ninja
Whittling
that he
them.
was, yeah, whittling and then writing your name on them down at the end, on the tail end of it. He'd get there and
Oh,
just he just whittle a piece off so it was
yeah.
the wood showing, and then write your name on it.
I don't ever remember that with coloring pencils. I remember whittling them down with writing pencils. I don't ever remember putting your name on. But now you mention it, I remember seeing kids that did have. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I don't know that I was allowed to have knives around as much as I would have.
Oh, well, there's always something to, there's always something sharp lying around at our place. But my, no,
Not
it
your
wasn't
wit.
my old man. No, I got that later on in life.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, I remember my old, and I've actually still got that knife that he used. I've got that here with me. And but yeah, I remember it. Him sitting there, we'd go through all of them. He'd pull them all out because it was only the 12 colors, and why they actually have white, I don't know. Because we weren't artists to be able to put in the whites of eyes and stuff. That was it. That was always the one that was left at the end
Well,
of the
because
year. That was the longest.
things like chartreuse and magenta and lavender and all those things weren't colors in those days. Yeah, they had blue, purple, red, or yellow, and green, and light green, light blue, light green, and
Yeah,
pink.
so it was, yeah, true. But black and an occasional grey when you started getting into the fancies, but then you had to have. I remember you had to have the 2HB. You couldn't have any other pen, lead pencil to write in. It had to have, be the 2HB, and they were the red and black Castel ones that you had to. And my dad would sharpen them off as well. But then it's things like then crayons, and the crayons in the where you twist them to get them to move out and on.
No, we only ever had the Crayola ones that were wrapped in paper. I know the ones you're talking about, they're in like a
Oh, that
white.
was, yeah, that was later on. But yeah, we used to have the little
And do you
ones that
remember when you used
we'd
to put your
put up your
crayons
nose.
in your you put up your nose, yes. The crayons that you used to have that went in your pencil case and they'd make an almighty mess on the inside of your pencil case
Yeah, and you'd
because
be
they'd
pulling out
always
a
scuff
colour.
things and
Yeah.
or just on the inside and it was always waxy because crayons are waxy and you put them in and then you got it always felt like a little bit of a naughty treat to be able to color in crayons rather than in pencil and then if you colored in Texstar you were like a god amongst men. So Texters, what's the proper name for that's what we call them. I don't know what you call them.
Felt pens or texters. Are
Texters,
they
yeah.
felt pens?
Well,
We
yeah, I
used to
guess
call
they
them
are.
felt pens up here.
Oh, did you? Oh no, we always
Yeah.
called them Texter because Texter was the brand, TEXTA. So that's what I still call them now. But they're like your whiteboard markers and those sorts of things. But they were the little thin ones, like pens and pencils, and they always came in lots of colors. And you knew how lucky some kid was because they had the more colors they had and the more textures they had. And they'd always dry out if you didn't put the lid on properly.
What was really popular, say, towards the end of the 80s into the 90s, because I finished high school in 1990. So, in 1990, so 89, 90 were the paint pens. So they were actual paint in the paint pens. So,
Oh, you get
and
gold
they
and
had,
silver and things like that, and you'd shake them, and they had the
they've got a
rattle in them
little,
like a ball.
yeah, little ball bearing in there to keep them. And so they were very popular, and I had a mate who basically would go down to the different news agencies. There was only one, two, three, four news agencies in the town, but he'd go through and
Sniff them.
he'd steal all these, he'd steal them all and come to school and sell them. And it got
Man, your place was where you live would have been like Escape from New York. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes,
Yeah.
it was great. And
It
he'd
was an
say, because
island of convicts, yeah.
it was like, I remember him saying, he wanted me to help him out. I went, yeah, no, I'm not getting into this one, because he was, him and I did used to get up to mischief, but not, I was like, no, I'm not getting into that. But I did put an order in. I said, well, what do I get for five? If, give him $5. $5, big money back in the
Yeah,
day.
absolutely
He
was.
said, I can, yeah, you goes, oh, I can get you whatever you want. So I just said, I want all of these colors. 3 days later, he's just come up with all of these paint pens,
So he's good to his
texture.
word.
Oh, he's good. He didn't do me over. And he goes, probably best that you get a hide them somewhere or do something with them, because he actually he did get caught eventually.
Yeah. Hey,
Because one of
tell.
the kids that we went to school with, his parents owned one of the news agencies.
Oh, okay. Got
So
to
you
watch
got
out.
yeah.
So tell me, do you remember different sorts of glue? Do you remember
Oh,
the having it was
the
before
paint
glue
pot, the
stick?
clag.
The clag glue that looked like,
Clag.
well, it was just a
White paste.
white, it was like the white paste you make with flour and a bit of water. And it's
Yeah.
just, and you would, if you went a bit too heavy for it, it just soaked your paper. And it didn't stick straight away. So you had to let it sit and dry before the glue actually set. Whereas you get, the little waxy glue sticks these days and you put them on the back and then they'd sit there pretty neutrally. Whereas these things would slide around, and then if you went a bit too much over, because you'd push them down, then it'd all squelch
Oh, to
out.
squelch out.
And then it'd stick the pages together. If you put your book back away and, just left it there, you'd come back and all the pages are stuck together, and you'd go and try and open it, and it'd tear half of it. And
Yeah. Absolutely. And but you could smell when the glue was being used as well. It was had an awesome smell, and a very
Well, there's
as
always
you
the
can tell by
weird,
my tick.
it was always the weird kid that would sit and smell it, sit and sniff glue.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. But it's a bit like liquid paper back in the day.
Yeah, well, remember when liquid paper first came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when liquid paper first came out, and it was the big thing, but it was always dry and crusty, and I could never get it to work properly. I'd always
No,
go
so
to put it down and.
it's exactly the same as the clag glue, like you said. If you pulled out too much, it'd just be, but if you didn't put the lid on properly, it'd all be just chunky in there. But now you've got the then you had the liquid paper pens. Remember those?
Yeah, and
Went to the pens.
you'd squeeze them and they'd all squirt out.
And now they've got basically the liquid. Well, the white out, which is in the roll, so it just gives you
That
that
little
one.
piece of tape, that's much easier to use until it's not.
Well, till it sticks all the way around, or if you need to do something precise, you can't do it.
No, well, I can't do
Like
it precisely anyway.
change your score on your report card or something like that.
Well, what was your thought when you used to take when you're allowed to eventually? When Delilah went to school, it was interesting that they used to have a thing called that everybody I've spoken to since knows about, but I'd never heard it. And they were talking about a pen license where you have to pass some sort of proficiency test as a 8-year-old to be allowed to use a pen. And
Real no.
other before that, you had to use a pencil, and it wasn't until you were good enough to use a pen that you didn't have to erase and do everything that you got your pen license. If you've heard of pen licenses out there, let us know. onceforschoolpodcast@gmail.com. I hadn't heard of it, and I've heard people talk about it. And some of the youngsters in my office now occasionally will talk about a pen license, and it's like we were just sort of when we hit third grade, we were given a pen, and that was it. No going back to pencils. And
We were given a blue pen and a red pen, no black pen.
No. But I still laugh these days because you have the new, all our new nurses coming out that have just graduated uni. They all start around this time as well, and they've all excited about those 4-color pens. You get the blue ones, and they've
Oh, the
got
big
a
ones, the
red,
multicolored
the red, blue, black, and green. And
green.
you're not allowed to use anything other than black pen these days. But they all still have them, faithfully have them there, pull them out of their pockets. And some of them have ones where the blue at the bottom is like silver, or it's some multicolored thing. And I went, wow, I'm lucky if I can even find a pen half the time. But yeah, they're so
Oh,
excited.
as you know, in our job, pens,
Pens are
nurses and pens,
it's like currency in prison, like cigarettes in prison. That's a
cigarettes,
form of currency. That and pillows.
Oh, how many times do you see pillows and people just taking pillows? When we used to work together, the QAS would be the ambulance. They'd be taking going around whipping pillows off beds because. And you'd be
Well,
whipping it off their trolleys.
that's admittedly that still goes on in emergency departments, but now it's the other way around. I usually go and whip them off them when they're not looking.
I still do that. I love it. I hide them. I'm a real any of them that have a little hole in them. Remember, we used to just get them and tape them up and everything. I see a small hole in them these days. I just pull them apart, get rid of them. And if you have ever pulled one apart, they are just that synthetic stuff in there anyway. It's just
The
ridiculous.
fibers that sit in
But
your lungs and give you some horrible disease.
You go into some of the cupboards in where I work, and there's like three and four of them high stacked into cupboards, never short of a pillow.
So what about erasers, like rubbers we used to call them? Did you
Now,
ever have, you always had that kid or a couple of kids that would have varying different sorts of erasers, and we'll call them erasers because I think that's what everyone can understand, but we always used to call them rubbers. Yeah, you were going to tell a story.
always. For me, I've got multiple erasers in my drawer at work, because I love them. And I think if I go into my work bag, I've probably got about five erasers in there. I've got liquid paper, I've got everything, only because when I do the rosters, I put the stuff in, because I just don't do them straight onto the computer. But back in the day, you had people that had the ones that go. So some pencils came with their own erasers on the end of it, and they lasted all of about 12 seconds because, you know, you'd go too hard, and because they had metal holding them in, it'd basically slice it off. So imagine what that's doing to you.
Or people would chew them.
Chew them. Absolutely. I was going to get to chewing pens a
No,
bit
sorry.
later. No, that's all good. But then you get others, and they had the like the ace of spades that looks like that, you know, upside down. They'd sit on you, the erasers that go on the tip. But you did. You had those kids that had the when you obviously had your pen license, you had the double-ended rubber that was eraser that was one for pencil and one for biro.
Oh, is
Now,
that what it was for? Oh, I
can I
never
tell
knew
you
what that was.
the silver one, the grey end was for
It's
biro.
always harder, yeah.
And can I, but if you've ever like felt it and used it, it's like it's got sand in like
It's like a
grit.
pumice stone, yeah.
So, but can I tell you, I've never successfully, without ripping a hole, used that to erase any of the pens.
No, I like I said, I genuinely didn't know that's what it was for. I figured it, you know, because you get like your 2B, 3B, 4B soft lead pencils, and then you get your HB and 1H, 2H, 3H pencils that are harder and more defined. I figured that that's what it was for. But yeah, it's interesting. But had you ever seen the ones that you could get, like eventually they became smelly, so you could sniff them as well, and you'd have like a little horse, or you'd have a
Oh,
soccer
this,
ball or
yeah.
something like that. They were,
Watermelon.
they all,
Everyone had a watermelon one.
they always
Freaking
looked,
watermelon one.
they always looked good, but they never were really good for actually erasing pencil.
No. And I remember my younger brother, he got to a point where he started collecting all of these erasers, like the watermelon, the horse, the cow, the pig. You know, all those different things, but the watermelon, for some reason, that really sticks in my head. One, because it always smelt like watermelon, which is fine. And you're right, they might as well have been not even called erasers. They should have just been called rubber things, rubber sculptures or whatever.
Rubber
Because,
mementos.
yeah, because they were just, and they were big ones, there were little ones. Remember the micro ones that were probably maybe for, you know, 1 or 2 centimeters high in the shapes or square or whatever, or half an inch for our American listener. Yeah, there was lots of different ones, and some people collected them. You'd go into you'd ask to borrow a pencil, and that's the other thing. And you get pencil cases. You know, people would be able to scrawl around in their pencil case, and they'll be able to pull something. It's like a woman's handbag. There's everything in them.
Yeah, and people would have like a pencil case with about three things in them, and then you'd have those other kids that had their pencil cases that were like as round
You
as your
couldn't close
wrist.
them.
No, you couldn't close them, and they were as thick as your wrist. And you know, you just, yeah, they were just, it was like a football almost. They were heavy, and they always felt clunky because they had so many different pencils and everything in them as well.
They're a good weapon, though.
What about
The
school?
ones that were full.
What about school uniforms? Did you have to
Oh,
wear them?
yeah, had to wear them.
You went to a
So,
Catholic school, didn't you? Oh, okay. Thought a
no,
good
I was.
Italian boy like you'd be at the Catholic school.
We couldn't. I couldn't afford it.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't afford to go
Oh,
do
okay.
it. So, yeah, no, we were at the. I was. There wasn't a lot of. Most of the Italians did go to the Catholic school, and most of the well-to-do white folk and other ethnic groups went to the Catholic school. We only had the state and the Catholic in town, but every little town that's outside of the main town had a little school that, you know, went from grade 1 to grade 7, and then everybody had to come in for high school. So yeah, our uniform were gray shorts
Shorts.
and blue collared shirt, and
Ours
I've
was the same.
yeah, and gray socks with gray and maroon, two maroon lines on it.
Yeah, no, ours were, I can't remember really. I want to say two green stripes and a yellow, but it was, I also seem to remember blue on there as well, so I can't really remember. And I yeah, any with us, because we did go to the Catholic school, we always had to have our shirt tucked in and our socks pulled up as well.
Yeah. Oh, we did. They wanted us to do that as well, but you know, what were they gonna do? I think I used to always have my shirt tucked in. I've seen photos after Mum passed. I went and got all the photos, and there's pictures in there, and I was like Harry Highpants. I was almost had my nipple tucked in and just up under my nipples. It was glorious, and I had an Brisbane North's must have been a bit cold because where we live was a bit cold. Because I had my shorts on, riding high, my long socks. I had my blue shirt on, but over the top of that, I had the North's Devils football jersey over the top of that,
What
tucked
sort of
in as well.
football?
Rugby league,
Right, okay, righto.
Brisbane North's Devils.
No, I didn't know whether you meant rugby league, because I know you're a big soccer fan, and I know you use that misappropriation of the term football sometimes.
No, I don't. Only when I'm talking to
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
What
And
about
so.
you? Did you have to wear a hat? Did you have the school hat
No.
that you had to wear?
No one cared
The
about sunburn and those sorts
sunscreen?
of.
No.
No, it was back in my day. It was I always had to wear a singlet underneath, I remember, in winter, and a hanky in my pocket.
Singlets and hankies.
Yeah, so I don't mind a good singlet. And so my No, we didn't have to wear hats. I remember, because we lived by on the coast as well, it was always a competition. If you got sunburned on the weekend, which a lot of us did, you wouldn't dare let anyone know you were sunburned, because that's when you came and got slapped on the back. Big open hand slap straight into the middle of your back if you're sunburned. And yeah, you really copped it. And if your face was peeling or anything like that, which mine was frequently, that was usually a bit of an indication that you had some sunburn as well. So yeah, no, hats were never, if you anyone ever wore a hat, it was always, we went through a time where you used to be able to get these blue sun visors. So, visor with just the cutout and their head open. I had more hair then. I don't know. Do you remember when I put a sun visor on in Hawaii?
It was hilarious. It looked like a headband because it was on backwards.
And then we used to go through them. You used to get these blue ones, and the strap at the back was never elasticized. It was like the slider sort of thing. And so you'd fit that on and you'd get that, and then it would you could get your name printed on it. So I had one with my actual with Dave on it. Then if you had a nickname, you're really cool if you had one of them as well. And so when it was time for birthday parties, that was one of the things that people got, and they'd end up with three or four of these sun visors. So they were big for a while. And then we also had those Legionnaires hats. I don't know if you're aware of them.
Oh
It's just
yeah,
a cap with the
the
skirt at the
roll
back, the
down at the
cowl.
back,
So
and you could
you're,
roll it up and Velcro it back up.
And I remember my dad had a friend who was a builder at the time, a local builder, and his hat had on it a picture of a building, and it had the name of the builder, and then underneath it had "There's nothing like a good erection" on it,
Ah,
and I thought that was the most
nice.
hilarious thing, so I wore that as well for a while.
To
Because
school.
my dad got it for me. My mum was a school teacher, so no one really messed with me too much.
No, I in high school in year 11 and 12 wore a fedora.
Of course, you did. Just really
No,
ethnicking, making your eth accent, accenting your ethnicity.
can I tell you, I'm talking a real one. Like this was my old man's that he brought out from the homeland when he came out. So it was a little little brown one, and it was
Did you
with the
bury him in
feathers
it?
in the side. No, he got burnt.
No. Well, did you cremate him in it then? Was it his favorite
No,
thing? Oh, okay.
they just No, he gifted it to me. It was mine. He gifted that to me. I loved it. I used to wear it, and because I had the frullet with the perm, I used to wear it sort of back away from it. So can you picture that? It is amazing. It was absolutely
Yeah,
amazing.
I bet you turned on all the chick.
My mum thought I was a good looker.
That's right.
God bless herself. But
God rest her.
how
She thought
did,
I was
yeah,
too,
God.
though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she, giving you the finger on a deathbed just about. Oh, yeah.
That was never set up at all.
No,
For
not
those
at
of you
all.
who are listening in, when Wee's mum was in the hospital the final time she went, he sent me a photo because I made a comment about poor old Chook. I hope she's okay. And he told her. So he took a photo and sent it to me of her. And she was
Flipping
extending
the bird.
the flipping the bird, extending the middle finger to me. So yeah, God bless her. She was a
Yeah,
good
but
sort. She was a good sort.
she was. But the thing is, she had such bad arthritis, it was off to such an angle, no one could really be offended by
No, it was
it.
looked like it was a gang sign.
She was good at doing those gang signs, mate, with her arthritis. Anywho,
Yeah, if
but
you're Fedora.
yeah, my fedora. Now, tell me, how did you get to school? Now, I know we've talked about this, but through primary school,
Through primary school, I just walked because we only lived around the corner, and Ruby was one of the school teachers. So, if I wanted to, I'd go with her, but she pretty much walked as well. And then my dad was a local cop, so if he wanted to, he could drop us off as well. But we always made him park at the very back and not get out and drop us out the front of the school. My old man in high school came and picked me up one day because I was sick, and I was sick at school. And anyway, he drove up in the police car with one of his buddies. Came up in the He was working and he came to get me. He drove, well, he was a sergeant, so the constable that he was with drove. They drove into the middle of the courtyard where all the kids were playing handball and did everything, drove in there, walked up to the office and got me, and then walked back down with me and put me in the back of the car so everyone thought I'd been arrested. And then they backed the car out, went away. It just happened to be at recess time as well when everyone was there and they were all looking at me. And Chris, I'm pretty sure Chris Dahl was still at school at that time as well, because she was about 4 years ahead of me. And I'm pretty sure she was at school as well. And he came in and so they had me walking out with my bag in it because he would never have carried my bag for me. I had to carry that. Yeah, and then get in the car and then the two of them turned the car around and out they went.
And I bet it got around the whole school that you were arrested.
Except for the people that knew me from, because when I went to high school, we used to catch a bus because I went to high school in a different town. And so everyone that knew me knew that my dad was a cop. But I would have been in probably the first year of high school when that happened. So yes, we
Nice.
used to walk to primary school and then spent 6 years going to school in a school bus, which was some of the where I learned to harden up and
Resilience.
learn resilience. Yeah, because it was miserable at the time as enough as it was, but it would have been extra miserable if you didn't. What about you?
Look, and I hear about some of the antics, and some of the people have here they don't hear quite the antics that I get to hear from you and Macca, but
Macca could tell you some stories, mate.
yeah, I know. But yeah, so I sort of look back and go, I wish I had that, because we used to just, so where
No,
we were,
don't envy that. God.
I do.
Ask Chris Dahl about it.
Yeah, I will.
And Glenda.
They'd loved it too, I'm sure.
Glenda was you know how in the crime families you have the big mama boss that everyone has to come and talk to? That was Glenda. She was the yeah.
Did she sit in the back, not the very back, the second back seat,
I don't
and
know.
had
She was
everyone,
all
her posse around her?
She was always, she finished, she was 6 years ahead of me. So she finished high school the year I finished primary school. So I went there the year after she'd gone. But she must have had some level of infamy because when they saw my last name, all the teachers that knew her would say, "Oh, are you Glenda's brother?" Yes. But I don't know, because our bus as well had the boys down the bottom and the girls up the top.
Oh, double decker.
Well, Yeah, but it's like segregating the prisoners, really. I think it was, sort of keep them amongst their own. And occasionally, when the kids were all getting on one together, if somebody had a girlfriend, they'd duck their head down and they'd just shoot up the stairs as quick as they could. But mate, the bus drivers were good. They could spot them if they saw you there. No, get back downstairs. And they were like, the bus drivers were like commandants themselves. But yeah,
Yeah.
look, it kind of makes your personality, but I don't miss it at all, I have to say. Yes.
Mine was pretty straightforward because where primary school was, it was basically about 300 meters straight down the road, and then the high school was pretty much half a kilometer to 600 meters from where I lived. So I'd leave for school fairly late. So I used to walk and ride my bike. So back in the day when kids were allowed to actually walk and ride their bike, and you'd get into scuffs on the way home from school, you'd have a bit of a blue here and there. You'd be throwing rocks at other kids, you'd have rocks thrown at you. The pound was over there on the way, so if there's any dogs in the pound, you'd go over and have a play with them because they were just left there and with food and water, but you'd go over and maybe let them out. And then the other side of it too is all through there. So there was the going to high school, you sort of walked across, it's all cemetery now, but it used to be only half of it was cemetery and it's a big open sort of field where the rest of the council had it ready for cemetery. And you'd be able to just walk through there and you'd be tearing your bike up and down through push bike up, but I knew all that area because that was basically all in the back of
That
my
was your
yard,
hood.
basically. That was my hood. So I used to go through. I knew where every orienteering marker was in the bush before I ever did orienteering. And man, did I kick ass at orienteering at high school because I knew where every single plaque was because I'd found them all.
We
And maybe taken some away. I may have.
Stand
May or may not have.
Yeah,
But
get
I
be.
also knew the shortcuts when it
Yeah.
was across country as well.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say is that we never had to do cross country. We used to do the 1500 meters, which was the old mile almost. And it was just like 3.5 laps. And I was a terrible runner. I hated running. I still hate running. And
I
so
can tell.
I never had any sort of hope in it. But the other thing we had to do was the 100 meters as well. And I was slow. I could run the 100 meters, but God, I was slow. And so I always hated athletics. I always liked swimming, but never liked athletics, never understood it. And they always used to torture you with all these things you had to do. And, trying to do the triple jump and trying to do
High jump. High jump. If I could get over a meter, I thought I was the god.
Well, I don't know. Do you remember before they had those big, thick, padded mattresses? They used to have like a thin camping mattress type thing that they just chuck on that only ever sort of covered. It was about 6 foot by 3 foot wide.
And never in the right
No,
spot.
it was usually like dead center in the middle, and then somebody jump over it, and the disinterested teacher would be talking to one of the other teachers and couldn't care less, and they'd just say next and next, and then somebody'd land on it and flick it out a bit more, and they wouldn't go and fix it up, and no one cared, and the metal bar used to come off and hit you in the head,
Oh, yeah.
because it was not like all these nice safe ones now, and I think. At one point we were doing high jump over like a, just like a like a bike rack type thing, with where it comes up in a like an upside down U shape where it'd just go along and then drop down, and it was like a hurdle but a little bit higher, and they just ca two kids had carried it out, put it there, and you just had to jump over that a few times, or you go and do the long jump in the sand pit that had very little sand left in it because it had all been pushed out. And nobody ever bothered to fill it up.
Or cat turds from the local stray
Yeah,
cats.
and it was always in winter, so it was freezing cold, and you're trying to run in tracky pants, and it was just shocking.
It's
And
always
the
horrendous.
kids these days, I tell you, they've got all this stuff, and the monkey bars and things like that never had the soft fall stuff underneath it these days. You used to just hang upside down on
Concrete.
it.
Well,
Well, ours
it was
was
in concrete.
now ours was in grass, but the grass was always, when people get on swings and the hole digs out underneath
Yeah.
it, so it'd all fill up with water, and it'd always be always be
Hard and like concrete
all wet.
and hard enough.
It'd always be a puddle, and you'd always get there and think you're clever, but because you had your track pants on, you'd slip off and land in the puddle and get all muddy and
Or the ends of your track pants would just get caught, and you'd be walking into the class and going, and you'd look down, and the half bottom half of your track pants from your calf down was just full of water and mud, not good clean water.
And then there were all the other sorts of things that were meant to be good fun. Or the cricket pitch that was always only like the half pitch of concrete. And somebody'd come in and bowl it, and if they weren't a good bowler, they'd either hit the grass and it'd scutter it along, or they'd hit the concrete and hit you in the head.
Yeah, and that was OH&S back in the day on the school ground. Oh, look,
Pat on the back and you'll be right. Or you
oh, and if you,
go home with scuffs
if
and scrapes, and your mum would get the antiseptic out and a scrubbing brush and
you,
put you in the bathroom.
Mercurochrome, the
No, we never had
Mercurochrome,
Mercurochrome. We had Dettol.
Jesus,
We had
yeah,
Dettol, which interestingly enough, if you want to kill cane toads up there in Queensland, pour some Dettol on them, kills them dead instantly. So I don't know what it's doing to my knees over the years. Maybe why they creak. Nothing to do with me being,
older
125 kilos.
and older, but it's amazing the amount of and you never actually you'd go in off the playground bleeding, bloodied, bruised, and you'd have grass stains because our sports shirt was white and with a maroon collar and that, so you'd have grass stains all over you. You'd be sweating, grass stains. There'd be a bit of blood, maybe not yours. It could be anybody's. Yeah,
Or
it
when
was.
you'd fall over and you'd get little bits of gravel in there, the gravel would
Oh,
sort
and
of
you're
stick
picking
in
them
there.
out, and then picking them out in the class. It was great, but the thing is, and that was to me. I look now and go, I know they probably still do some similar things. I know they still play handball, I think. I don't know. I haven't been to school ground in a long time, so I
Sorry,
don't know.
one more thing. School lunches, your lunch that you take. My mum used to just make up, I don't know, it's called, and it's still one of my favorites this day, but it's just like a big roll of dog food thing. And it was called Devon.
Yeah, the lunch, yeah, the Devon
And
or the luncheon, if
lunch
you,
and meat, I think they call it Empire in some places, and they call
yeah.
it something else somewhere else. But slices of that on a piece of bread with a piece of plastic cheese, cut in half,
Yep.
maybe some tomato sauce, and then
Which
wrapped in,
soaked into your bread.
which then would wrap up in cling wrap. Chuck it in your bag. Never took a bottle of water or anything like that with you. If you ever
They
want to,
never
you
took an
drink out of.
ice brick with you.
No, God no.
Yeah, hot meat.
And if you had a lunchbox, and then you get an apple, like a green apple or something like that, something hideous like that. And then if you ever had a, you'd chuck it in there. And because I didn't eat lunch, I didn't like it. So come the end of term, my mum used to go through my school bag
Oh, and be
and have
pulling
all
out
these
moldy.
plastic wrapped, pieces of mold in there. And yeah, did you eat your lunch? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who
And
that
you
is.
every day, but did you ask Delilah every day, did you eat your lunch?
I remember when she first went to school, her first year of primary school, she had to take two lunch boxes, and one was for morning tea and the other one was for lunch. So you'd put morning tea in one and lunch in the other. Well, one day Tammy got them the wrong way around, and so I think they had lunch first and then it might have been afternoon tea or something like that. Anyway, the wrong way around, and Delilah wasn't allowed to get into the other one. She was really hungry. And so she came home and got fair into Tammy about that one at
Yeah,
five and still got that going on.
no, the famous bananas in the bottom. So bananas would get in and just go everywhere, and I'd have to throw out the school bags that you couldn't use them for more than a year because Dirk would always there'd be bananas in, but you'd pull them out, you'd be pulling stuff out, and there's rotten banana on the bottom. You go, what is that smell? And you'd be looking for it everywhere, and because they're dark in there, and I'm pretty lazy. If I can't see it on the top, it's not there. So again, at the end, I'd have to. Oh, just throw the bags out.
Mm.
It was horrendous.
Yeah, and I remember bags were when I first went, when I was really young, we used to have like a solid little suitcase that we used to call our port. And it was made of like a solid brown vinyl plasticky sort of thing. And it had a handle on it, and it used to have two push down clips. And for some reason, I'm pretty sure those clips had key locks on them as well. I don't know why you'd need to lock your, when you're in kindergarten or first grade, you'd need to lock up your thing. But yeah, you used to have ports, and then it was great when you used to be able to take a bag. And I remember those, you know, those, the not Hessian, but they're made of that material,
Canvas, the canvas bag.
canvas bags. Yeah. And you'd have the loops, and you felt like you were a real urban warrior because you had one of them. And then people would write all the names of their bands and stuff on it.
That's where paint pens came in really, really good on them. So I had a friend who used to, you give them your paint pens and tell them what you wanted on it, and the flap that came down, they'd graffiti your name up on it and put it in there. So I had mine, the whole, it was my name across it, we across the flap on the back, and it was just awesome. And then, like, you're right, you'd have, yeah, I was into skating, as you know, so I'd have skateboard stuff written on there. Mates would write names on there, girls, this person for this person, this one loves this one, Joni loves Chachi, all that sort of stuff. So
That's right.
not that they were very good probably for your back, or, and we, again,
No.
the bags that you see kids that look like they're doing a world trip when they're in grade one, and the bags are 20 times bigger than them, and they're walking in with these bags.
Yeah,
But apparently,
leaning forward so that they don't lose momentum and fall over.
I can't, those, especially those canvas backpacks, I think they were good for a pencil and a piece of paper, and that was about it.
And a rotten sandwich. And parents actually hanging around to drop you off. And I know I did it. I sort of would drop her off and sort of be there when she got out. But God, I don't know. Yeah, my yet again, I'm a bit skewed because my mum was one of the school teachers, so I always knew where she was. But yeah, it was and you'd never be allowed to walk home now from school when you were like six.
Oh, well, that's all we did. Mum didn't have a license. But the other thing is, I remember having to go and do sex education at night with my mum. Your parents had
Can you
to.
elaborate on that, please? That's just expand on that statement.
I think it was year 8 or 9, we had to have sex education, and you had to take a parent. Well, there's no way on God's green earth that the Sicilian ninja was ever going to do anything like that. For all of a sudden, they go, I'm not speaking the English. All of a sudden, it was like, you speak perfect English. No, I don't know. I can't under. Yeah. Anyway, I go, like, he'd drop us off, but then, and my mum, riddled with her arthritis and everything, sort of looked like I was taking my grandma sometimes back in the day. But having to sit there, and they're talking about penises and vaginas and sex and all of that stuff with your mum sitting right next to you. And then some, so it was like mum child, says children sitting in between two parents, one that you don't know, and the other one is your parents, and then
And
they're
no,
going
and
through
nobody
the.
was making eye contact.
Absolutely not. I just said, can we please not go and do this? Can we please not? No, you have to do it. I'm like, these days it'd be like, I'll just whip you up a video. I'll get just jump onto YouTube with a how to or something. But I tell you, I still remember sitting in that classroom. It was a double room with a divider in it, and all the chairs on all around the outside. It was the most horrendous thing.
At least everyone had to do
Oh,
it.
uncomfortable. Oh, very. Imagine, but I'm saying, at early teenager, 13, 14, sitting there talking about sexual activity and sex
And how was the
with your parent.
conversation in the car on the way home?
Oh, there was none. Do we have to go next week? Yes.
I don't want
It was
sausages
horrendous.
for I don't want sausages for dinner.
But then you have to go and make eye contact with your parents, knowing that they know what you know now.
Oh, that's tremendous. Oh, that's one of the best. That's one of the best stories ever.
No,
Anyway.
I still look and go, I cringe about it. But anyway, what about school
Anyway.
camps? What about school camp? Well, I know we're talking about back to school, but the school camps, because they usually happen in the first couple of weeks now. Because remember, our school
We
camps used
never.
to be more towards the end of the year.
We did a trip in year six where we went to Sydney and Canberra. And we went traipsing. We got off the train, and I think the place we were staying was in King's Cross, back in the old
Nice.
days when King's Cross is the red light district of Sydney, or it was at the time. So we were walking through the center of King's Cross with all the strip clubs. Of course, we're in the daytime and everything. And then we caught buses or something over to Canberra, and then I think we caught the train back to school. I can't remember. And then we had nothing in the first 2 years of high school. And then year nine, we had one, and then we had one every year after that. And because they were
But
Catholic
were
schools, they were all about religious sort of undertones and stuff no one
yeah.
cared about. I always went to the
Did
places. You had choices because you had like six choices of where you could go. So I always went to wherever there was one at the beach so that I could go surfing in your spare time. So if if you had a note from your parent and you were a surfer, you're allowed to go surfing when you had downtime. So that's why I went to those sorts of places.
Did you do them at the beginning of the year or at the end of the
No,
year?
I seem to think they're in sort of maybe August, September type
Yeah,
time.
more towards the end.
Yeah, in
I don't,
winter.
yeah.
Remember it being
So
cold.
we've only just gone back. I think there were only a couple of, maybe a couple of weeks into school up here, and parents at work are always saying how they've got kids going off to, what does she call it? She didn't want to call it band camp, but she says, because that's something, you know. So they're off to, music camp basically.
Oh,
So
okay.
you got, so, but there's others that are going off to this camp and that camp and all these different camps at the beginning of the year. I think they try and use them as a,
Yeah,
getting
bonding, get
to
to know
a
people.
bonding.
I remember Delilah had to go to one when she started her new high school down here in Hobart. She had to go in the first, I think it was the second week of school, so they could all get to know each other, but I don't know. Just.
Ours were at the end of the year, and they were used as punishment if you're a fairly naughty kid across the year. You couldn't, you weren't allowed to go, even if your parents said you could. They weren't taking you, so use them as a bit of a carrot to try and get people, the bad kids, to behave.
Oh,
So
okay.
they use them as, bit of blackmail. If you continue to act this way, you won't be coming on school camp.
Meh.
And
Then you
some of
get
the
to go to
times
school
we
and do
just,
nothing.
and that's what I used to like. I'd go, no, I'm not going. And I remember there was only like four or five of us at school, and they just said, well, there's no, just behave yourselves. And I'd spend the day just kicking around the school, not doing anything. There was no teacher there to look after us because they went off on the camp. It was great.
Yes. All
And
right.
anyway.
On that note, if you've got stories you want to tell, if you there's things about back to school you want to share, if you ever had to go to a sex education lesson with your mother, write to us at oncewascoolpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your stories. We would be very pleased to hear them. And if you can top that one of Wheeze, I would truly love to hear that, and I will gladly read it out as long as it's clean enough for our G rating. Other than that, thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for staying in there. Sorry, we've been off the air. I've still got to put together our Hawaiian stories, the sort of the recordings we did over there. They're on my little Zoom recorder, and I've just got to get around to it. But I will get there, I promise. It's one of those things, unfortunately. But thank you again for listening. We do appreciate it. Wei, anything you wanted to add?
No, mate, it's time for the end of school day bell to ring.
Okay, mate. Well, on that note, we will catch up with you later on. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.